A personal story. Exploring Down syndrome and the resources available today in the Upper Cumberland. Down syndrome occurs in roughly 1 in 700 live births in the United States. For Julie and Brian West, the understanding of Down syndrome is personal. They are members of the Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee and are serving the Upper Cumberland. Around the community, Smithville gearing up for its 53rd Fiddler's Jamboree and Crafts Festival. Kim Luton is president of the Fiddler's Jamboree. 36 Appalachian competitions, handmade crafts, food, and much more. The festival begins Friday and Saturday next week at 9 a.m. each day. Julie, Brian West, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with the definition. What do we mean when we say Down syndrome?
So Down syndrome is an extra chromosome on the 21st chromosome. It's just an extra piece of DNA. Most people have 46 chromosomal pairs. Our friends with a little something extra have a 47th piece right there, which is on that chromosome, gives us the name Down syndrome. It was named after the doctor that found that, discovered it.
Julie, what does that extra piece of material, what does it do in the body?
It does a lot of things. You can have various abilities that we like to have. We like to consider it as something extra. Our kids have a little bit of extra. They have a little extra. They can be happy. They can be extra emotional. They feel and they strive to do so much more than the average.
And it also causes some differences in the way that the kids grow. So we have some developmental delays, which can cause, you know, where you and I can pick up stuff very quickly. It may take our friends with DS just a little bit longer to pick that up. They typically have a little bit of struggle with fine motor skills and some things of that area. But it doesn't limit them. It's a very unique kind of genetic anomaly in that it takes a little bit longer, but they can still do the same things you and I can do. We've got people that we've seen that are actors. They're full-on models for well-known companies out there. We've got people who are singers, songwriters. You know, they're living their best life. They're business owners, believe it or not, that are out there. And so it doesn't limit it in any way. It just means that we got to take a little different path to get there. So it's just like taking the back roads instead of taking I-40 or something like that. It's let's go Highway 70 and then let's get off on State Route something or another and we'll eventually get where we're going.
When does it show up? When would a parent know?
You can actually find out, I think the testing is around 20 weeks with the amniocentesis. Others don't find out about it until birth, which brings us to a good point. With our group, we actually have a program called the First Call Program. That means we have staff at the hospital that is aware of our group. Whether it's at birth or in between in utero, we'll get a hold of those parents. Here's a phone number. Give us a call. Let us celebrate you. Let us welcome you to the family.
Is it something visual always that you would know?
Surprisingly, most of the time, yes. But there is a form of Down syndrome called mosaic, which is not every cell in the body has that extra copy. And when that occurs, it's hard to know and see that without the genetic testing. Now, occasionally you'll catch, if you've been in the Down syndrome community, you'll catch the glimpses, you'll start seeing things. But I have seen some pictures of children and folks that have had mosaic, and to see them next to somebody who is the traditional Down syndrome, you wouldn't know it. You would not know it otherwise.
The thing I'm taking away from the beginning of our conversation is that when we use the term Down syndrome,
there's a lot more to it than what most of us probably think.
Absolutely. Most people have seen one or two children throughout their years, whether at school or out in the community. And they're, a lot of people's perceptions are based off of just what they've seen. Just like you and I, you know, we've seen one thing here, and we just, that's our perception until we are changed. And the beauty of Down syndrome is, even though there's a lot of similarities out there, nobody is the same. They are, our DS friends are as unique as you and I. I mean, and it doesn't matter. They have the personalities to show you that we are different, but they're wonderful. And it's just, it's, again, all about what you've seen and been exposed to. So it's not nice, neat fit that everything is, you know, cookie cutter.
Right. That every child is the same.
Exactly. Yep.
Julie and Brian West are with us. We're talking about the Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee. They both are here in the Upper Cumberland. We'll talk about the resources that are available through the association as our conversation moves on. Julie and Brian West are our guests. How did your relationship with Down syndrome begin?
So 10 years ago, we adopted a young little girl that was a beautiful baby that had Down syndrome. And we had very little exposure to anybody with Down syndrome. I had a cousin of a cousin and saw a couple of kids in school. That was basically my exposure to it. And when we adopted, we got the call at about 20 weeks that the mother had had amniocentesis and that genetic markers were there for Down syndrome. And in the adoption world, typically a special needs child is one that will scare off a lot of people. But we said, we're up for the challenge. Let's do this. And so that's how we got started in it. And then we had a mutual friend of ours who at the time was on the board of directors for the Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee. And when she found out about it, she was super happy for us because she's like, oh, do you know about this? And do you know about this? And she was, next thing we knew, we had pamphlets, we had materials, and we're like, okay, this is a lot of reading material. But she was as excited as we were to get that information to us. And then once we started in the organization, we saw what they were doing for the community. And we met parents here, there, and so it's been one of those nice things that as we've grown, we've been able to say, hey, we really invest in this community. They're investing in us. And so that got us to a position where our executive director was looking to start branching out into various places. And she approached us as to if we wanted to be the county connector or the county representative for this area. And that's ultimately how we got to where we are with this today.
Julie, it has to be a bit disconcerting for the parent who finds out this information. How do you try to ease their mind?
It's hard. You have, as a mother, you have hopes, you have dreams, you think your kid's going to do X, Y, Z. Then you find out you're going to take the scenic route. And that's okay. We want to, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to be emotional. And when you get your footing, it's okay to fight when you need to. But when, with our parents, we want them to know you're safe, you're loved, and we're going to celebrate. Every life is so precious. And a diagnosis of Down syndrome is not the end of the world. You're going to get through it. And you have a whole family backing you.
We want to avoid stereotypes, but Brian, every person that I've ever met that has worked with a child, has met a child with Down syndrome, the word that they talk about or the phrase that they bring up is the almost unbelievable extra love that these children provide.
And you are correct. That is a big thing of that little something extra on there. But I will tell you that all of these children experience the same emotions that you and I do. When they're mad, they're mad. When they're sad, they're sad. And it's no different than anybody else out there. They sometimes express it in different ways. Sometimes it's a little more rough than what we are, but that's just a lack of coping mechanisms that some of us have learned. But now that extra love shines through, and that's what that little something extra does, is because they look at the world in a very different manner than we do. And they will show love to everybody who will let them. You know, and that's just it is a common stereotype, but it's not an untrue stereotype. But just know that they experience everything else that humans experience. Those children with Down syndrome, those adults with Down syndrome, they're going to experience it or have experienced it, just like us.
If anyone knows our daughter, Clara, she has that extra bit of sass to go with her.
What's the biggest misconception for either of you that people have about children with Down syndrome?
Probably that there's not a lot of people want to pigeonhole and not see a path forward. So they look at and see the diagnosis. They don't see the child or the individual. And that's one of those things that as an association, we're trying to change, is to get the word out, to stop looking at just what medically is there, and instead see that personality, see that ability, look and say, okay, yeah, maybe they can't go over here and do this job, but I've got another job over here that they can do, you know, and we tailor things to it. Or, hey, I like what you're doing here. Let's see if I can modify this just enough to meet you at your level and still get what I want out of you. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that they're just there and there's nothing to do. Nope, our kids can do it. They can be actors. They can be models. They can be business owners. They could be radio personalities for all that matter. It's just a matter of finding the right fit for the child, just like we do with any of our other students out there. What's the right job for that child? So that's probably the biggest misconception. That, and that they're always happy. They're not, I'm going to tell you. Our daughter is one that she'll let you know when she's not happy. But she's, most of the time she is, but every once in a while, hey, she will let you know she is not a happy camper.
She has big feelings at times.
Yep.
Brian, Julie West are with us. They are the local coordinators in the Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee. Some events coming up, we'll tell you about those. We'll also tell you about how you can take advantage of the resources that they offer. Stand by. We're back in just a moment. Our conversation continues with Julie and Brian West as we educate all of us about Down syndrome. The biggest challenge for you, Brian, from the time that you found out about the adoption until where you are now, what was the biggest challenge for you as a parent?
Probably the biggest challenge was just trying to understand what Down syndrome was. From not having had that, okay, what am I up against? You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to know what do I need to prepare for? What do I need to learn about? And that was probably the hardest thing, is, okay, what are we going to face? Because we didn't know. And we've had some of our friends out there in the DS community, they've faced issues with heart disease. They've had issues with gastrointestinal issues and stuff in there. There's a half dozen other things that can go with this. But it's like, okay, you read it, it's nice, big, and scary. It's just like the doctors will tell you, you can read Grey's Anatomy and it's the scariest thing you'll ever read. But then it was the, okay, what are we facing? And then when we found out, it's like, okay. And then working with our doctors and our association, what do we have to do? How do we have to approach this? And then the harder part for us was understanding how to adjust ourselves to our daughter's pace. Because that's the hard thing there. We were accustomed to what we were brought up in, what we know, and okay, milestone A is at this time, milestone B is at this time. You got to throw that out the window. Because with that child with Down syndrome, those milestones are going to be more like half miles, quarter miles. You know, it just depends on what it is. Sometimes it might be a 2-milestone, and sometimes it might be a 5-milestone. But the whole thing was just adjusting our expectations of what we thought we knew to where we are. And once we adjusted and once we saw where our daughter was, our expectations were being met. We just didn't realize it. And she's just, like I said, taking the scenic route to get there.
What do we know about the science? What do we know what leads to a child being diagnosed with Down syndrome? Do we understand the science of this very well yet?
In all honesty, there's no rhyme or reason. One in 700 births is a child with Down syndrome.
And age is not a factor. It used to be if you're over 40 and you give birth, you might be at a higher risk. But anymore, it's not a factor. It could happen at any age.
That was a long-time stereotype, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Very much so. So, I mean, they're not sure exactly what causes it. But we just know that in one of those nice little cellular divisions and whatever in that process, that somewhere along there, that little piece gets tagged on and it doesn't go away. And that's how it happens. But there is no rhyme or reason. It's not like, oh, I went and suntanned too much on Miami Beach, so now I'm at, nope, that's not going to do it. You could live your whole life as a hermit in a cave and still be at same chance.
And again, pardon me if this is a dumb question, but can it happen in families where other children do not have Down syndrome and one child does?
Absolutely. I know of some families here locally, but I also know of one of our counterparts in Wilson County. She has 6 children. And of those 6, one has Down syndrome, and then she has another child with special needs that has called trisomy 18, which is the same little piece of information, but on the 18th chromosome instead of the 21st. And the other 4 children in her family are absolutely as neurotypical as any other family out there. So there is no rhyme or reason as to who, what, when, where, and why. But yeah, you can have 10 kids in a row and one out of that whole thing.
So in terms of the work of the association, Julie, you mentioned that the folks at the hospitals know the resources that are there. So maybe you found this out through testing during pregnancy. Can I call the association and say, hey, I just need somebody to talk to. Hey, I need information.
Absolutely. Our website is somethingextra.org. We do have a first call program. So if you're ready and you need to make that call, you've just got a diagnosis, or you've gotten it a little bit recently and haven't made that chance, we do have that phone number available at 615-294-8736. That will get to our offices in Hermitage. Somebody is there and we'll be glad to talk to you. If you have questions, feel free to reach out. And what they'll do is we'll make sure you are celebrated. We'll get you in touch with a mentor. So as a new parent, you have lots of questions. It never fails. And you may have a question in the middle of the night and of random. We're available to help you. You're not going to go through it alone.
Is that mentorship, is that really one of the biggest keys to dealing with it?
It is, because just like anything, I'd say when you got started in radio, however many years ago, somebody taught you how to speak correctly on the radio, how to pace, how to do this, how to do that. If you're a new parent with a diagnosis that you don't understand, it's nice to have somebody who's understand it, living it, going through it, and whatever stage of life you're in. And if you're a parent out there that has one that's not just a newborn, but you've got an older child with Down syndrome or an older relative, call us. Let us know, because what we can do is get you in touch with some of our parents and grandparents that know this and are at that stage in life. Matter of fact, one of my neighbors across the street, his brother is in his 30s. He's an adult with Down syndrome. So, you know, if I needed somebody there, I could get him in touch right here with these parents that know, okay, what is it to be an adult with Down syndrome? What am I facing there? Because that challenge is very different than newborn, than it is with school age, than it is with teenagers. But just having that relationship and being able to say, okay, I don't know the answer to that. Let me ask my bigger group, and we've got 2,000, 3,000 people, and somebody will be, hey, I got you on that one. Send them over my way.
It's a natural reaction, I guess, to shell yourself when you get a piece of information
Absolutely.
That you weren't expecting. And as you said, Julie, there's the whole idea of grief and those types of things. But at the same time, when you do that, you lose that chance to talk to somebody who's been through maybe the exact same thing, who's had the situation that maybe is exactly the same, that somebody has said something that's hurtful or whatever the case may be. Doesn't it help?
Absolutely. People are people. Yeah. But it helps to have somebody in your corner that has gone through what you've gone through and just walk you through it. We've all needed to be talked off that ledge of, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I don't want to mess this up.
And sometimes there's just the, okay, I need to vent.
Yep.
Because I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. I'm lost. And sometimes I just need to say things, and I need somebody to go, hey, we heard you, and it's okay. Because we all have sat there and done the exact same thing.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. And you just say what you got to say, and look, we're going to back you up because we know that's exactly the way we felt at that stage, or, you know, about 6 months after that stage, I was at that point where just here, there. And that's ultimately what it is. It's a community. And when you realize that we're a large group out there that covers 40 counties. So if we don't have somebody here in Putnam or in the Upper Cumberland, I guarantee you I've probably got somebody in and around the Nashville area. I've got people on the other side of Middle Tennessee, on the western side. Somebody there will be like, I've got you. You need to talk to me? Talk to me. Because I'll sit up at midnight with you and have a conversation. If you just need to talk, I will let you have at it, and you can talk my ear off. I may or may not be the most responsive, but I'll let you have it. You know, do what you need. And then that community is what helps everybody get through. And that's not just, you know, it's not just exclusive to us. It's honestly, it's why people go to church. It's why people go to various book clubs. It's the community. And sometimes you just need somebody who understands you.
And I guess, I mean, the internet's a wonderful thing, and it's amazing if you stop and think for a moment that you have a question in your mind and you can go and find it like that. But I think sometimes it can be dangerous to start diagnosing things and to start thinking it has all the answers and all of that, when really it's more the human.
It is. I mean, how many times have we gone and looked up something on WebMD, you know, and you go and you look and you've either got a cough, you've got COPD, or you may have 64 different forms of cancer and something we've not identified yet.
Right, right.
And the internet is wonderful for resources, but it's sometimes it's the information overload. Okay, if I read this, it's a very scary thing. So I need somebody who's been able to read it, digest it, and then tell me, here's the thing, you know, read these four or five things, because they're going to give you valuable information, as opposed to, okay, that one looks good, but it's going to be really scary when you get to page 3 and you start reading about whatever.
Right.
And that's where our community comes in, and the Down Syndrome Association helps out, is they've identified things through not just the our end, but through the National Down Syndrome Association, which we're a part of as an organization. And that allows us to have access to the research that they're doing with various hospitals like Vanderbilt, Boston's Children, Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. They get all that research, and then they help to disseminate it. And it's coming from trusted sources that we know, okay, look, they're saying this, this is what we're seeing, this is what we're doing. And as a parent, you feel a whole lot better knowing, okay, here's what I've got, and then I don't have to worry about this sketchy, you know, side over here that may or may not have the most valid of medical information.
Again, the website is somethingextra.org.
Correct.
We continue with Julie and Brian West. Julie, there are Julie West is with us, along with Brian West, Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee. Julie, several events that are coming up in the next couple of months that we want you to be aware of. And make sure you're checking the website. I want to brag on you guys because you held a recent event where you gave children the chance to learn how to camp.
And, absolutely.
And Julie, you said at the time, you know, look, your child may not be able to stay all night, which if you're a parent, you know, a lot of children aren't able to stay out and camp all night. But you're giving kids the chance to explore these things. And so there are a lot of things that you're coming up with from time to time. So check those out. But a couple events coming up that we want people to know about.
Absolutely. We have two big events coming up in the next few months. Right now, in July 29th, is our golf tournament. It's the Caleb Thompson Golf Tournament, which is in memory or honor of Caleb Thompson. It will be at the Old Natchez Country Club in Franklin. We still have sponsorship spots available, as well as options to golf and play. It's a great fundraiser, great chance to play golf if you like to play golf. Get out, have fun, but it's in memory of some of those that have gone beyond. We also have the Extra Mile, which is our awareness walk, which comes up in November 2nd. Definitely check the website. It's big old tailgate, celebrate our kids and every accomplishment they have, as well as a good fundraiser. Those are two great events. And coming up on the website, it's not up yet, but we will be fishing again up at Meadow Creek on September 14th. Details to come.
Check that out on the website. Brian, what do you say to the parent who maybe has heard our discussion today, maybe has a child with Down syndrome and really has thought until this point, I'm doing this by myself?
We say welcome. You're not alone in this journey. We are here to help you. We've got resources. And if you don't know where to go, start with somethingextra.org, because that first call program will get you in touch. You can reach out over the internet. You can email if you don't like phone calls. I guarantee you, as soon as they find out, there's a team of ladies that do a wonderful job running this organization, and it's amazing to see what they do. And we've had the privilege of seeing it from the backside, that as soon as we find out, we celebrate you, because it's honestly like getting a new family member. You know, everybody's excited when a new baby is born into the family. That's the way it is for us. It's just, you're a new family member. And you're in part of a larger community out there. And it is a daunting task. But if you've heard us and you're questioning and you don't know what to do, reach out. Because at the very least, we will get in touch with you. Somebody from our organization, usually within 24 hours, we've gotten you connected to either a local representative or we've gotten you to a parent mentor. If nothing else, our executive director, she answers the phones. Our program director, she answers the phones. They will talk to you, and they'll talk your ears off if you'll let them, because they want to tell you how wonderful our children are and how blessed you are to have them in your life, and family members as well. Even if you've got a sibling, we've got a couple of them here that I know of that's older siblings taking care of each other, because parents have long since passed. They're well into the age there. But if you've got that situation going on, you're still a part of the family. We're here for you, and we'll get you connected with as many resources as we can get you connected to. And, you know, we'll talk to you however you need to be talked to. But we're excited to have you. That's the big thing, is we're here for you, and we're your champions. We love you, and we want you to be a part of us.
And important to note, I know sometimes people fear getting involved with something in Nashville, but Julie and Brian are here. They're parents. There are members of the organization that are right here in the Upper Cumberland that are here to help you. The Down Syndrome Association of Middle Tennessee. Start at the website somethingextra.org. Julie, Brian, thank you for the time today.
Thank you, sir, for
having
us.
Awesome.